Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com, geico.com. All right, I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best and simplest way possible. Brand new blinds from blinds.com. Every single order gets free shipping. And guess what? Their prices, they're unbeatable. Now, let's say you accidentally mismeasure. You pick the wrong color. They will remake your blinds for free. Now through December the 24th, we'll enjoy great savings site-wide, plus a guaranteed 20% off when you go to blinds.com and just put in the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve, at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A man is behind bars just days after scamming a Wichita man into buying fake basketball tickets for this weekend's Shockers game. After news of the fake ticket scam got around, Police Sergeant Nikki Woodrow was contacted by another citizen who had also purchased fraudulent tickets. Derek Devlin was arrested for suspicion of theft, possession of drugs, and additional warrants. Let's take the forecast. Take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We've been stuck in this dry weather pattern for quite some time, but finally we're seeing a chance of rain coming this weekend. It'll be dry this morning, though, sunny and cool this afternoon. Our high 52 with a gusty southwest wind, clear and 32 overnight, near 60 for the high tomorrow. Then rain moves in late Saturday night and early on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, 26 degrees. We've got a west wind at 3 miles per hour. Chilly out there this morning. A man robbed a Fidelity Bank in northeast of Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Wednesday. Says there were three female employees in the bank.
An unknown suspect entered the bank armed with a handgun. The suspect pointed the handgun at employees and demanded money. Money was taken by the suspect, who also sprayed pepper spray at the employees.
The man drove away in a black four-door Volkswagen CC. He was wearing a black hat, a dark sports jacket, and sunglasses. Well, it's coming down to the wire as Republicans in Congress try to meet a self-imposed deadline to overhaul the tax code. As Fox's Chad Pergram reports, it's a very delicate balancing act to avoid losing Republican votes.
They seem to be a little bit up in the air with the votes to finish tax reform. That might be one of the reasons why it appears that the House of Representatives, where the votes are a little more certain, might move first early next week. But once they finish the tax reform bill, in other words, you get a final document. You know, it can't be changed at that point. It's signed by the conferees. These are the members from the House and the Senate who said, yes, this is the final merged, blended version between the House and the Senate. Once you sign off on that conference report, you cannot go back in and reopen it. You can't amend it. You can't change it. It's done. And if they have trouble at this stage, then their goose is cooked.
It's unlikely that the bill will get any support from Democrats. A federal grand jury in Oklahoma has indicted a man accused of kidnapping his stepdaughter and holding her captive for 19 years in Mexico and elsewhere, during which time he fathered her 9 children.
An indictment handed up in Muskogee on Wednesday accuses 63-year-old Henry Petit of kidnapping Rosalyn McGinnis in 1995 or 96 and traveling with the intent to have sex with her. An FBI agent said in an affidavit that Petit first had sex with McGinnis at an eastern Oklahoma home when she was 11 or 12. McGinnis, now 33, managed to escape from Petit last year in Mexico, where they were living, and she went to the U.S. Embassy. The Associated Press generally doesn't identify sexual abuse victims, but McGinnis has discussed her case publicly. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Opioid drug abuse is a growing problem across the U.S., and that includes South Central Kansas. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett tells KNSS News prescription painkillers are fueling the problem.
It's time to get rid of those. If you look in your medicine cabinet, you've got Lortabs and pills like that, pain meds that are opioid-based pain meds. There's actually, I think, two Walgreens, and there may be other places as well, but the Walgreens at Central and Hillside and the one at Central and Mays, I understand, will both accept pills. Take them in there and say, I want to turn these in and get rid of them, and they will do that for you.
Bennett says meth is still the biggest drug problem for local law enforcement. Mark Bennett, our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. It's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward, and Ted tells us Harvey Weinstein is fighting back, right, Ted?
Yeah, a response to a story we had on The Blur here yesterday. Weinstein responding to Salma Hayek's scathing Me Too op-ed.
Harvey Weinstein responded to Salma Hayek's op-ed in the New York Times and says he remembers it differently, denying Hayek's allegations that he forced himself into her room night after night or the request for massages to showers to sex, saying others saw it differently. He also responded to her statements that he demanded she do a sex scene with a woman in the film Frida that told the story of the Mexican artist, telling Us Weekly Mr. Weinstein does not recall pressuring Salma to do gratuitous sex scenes with a female co-star. However, that was part of the story, as Frida Kahlo was bisexual. Hayek says she bargained and eventually added a kissing scene with Ashley Judd. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And more today on a story we had for you yesterday, one of the biggest mergers ever to hit the news and entertainment world. Walt Disney Company buying much of 21st Century Fox.
Disney is buying a large part of 21st Century Fox for an estimated $52.4 billion in stock. The mega deal includes Fox's film and television studios, as well as cable and international TV businesses. Disney's move is an effort to build content and distribution as it prepares to do battle with internet giants such as Netflix and Amazon. Disney will launch its own streaming service sometime later next year. The agreement, though, does not include the Fox Broadcasting Network and stations, or the Fox News Channel, the Fox Business Network, or Fox's main sports channels. Analysts say, though, the deal could be closed within 12 months. In New York, Ashley Webster, Fox News.
And, of course, heading to the box office this weekend, all the focus is on the new Star Wars movie, the opening of Star Wars, The Last Jedi, last night in New York. Fans got an early look at Episode 8 in the history-making franchise.
The Force has been with us for 40 years now, and with this latest installment, fans like Edward Nagy are glad the story of Luke and Leia, and now Rey, has endured.
Just that after all these years, they're, you know, bringing it back, you know, the whole storyline, you know, the Force, the Jedi's, everything.
Edward's been following the franchise since the first movie debuted in 1977, but for many diehards, the title raises a question. Is this the last one? Well, you can't convince Edward of that.
Can't be. Exactly. Force is forever. Star Wars is forever.
You can bet he'll be out there to buy a ticket whenever Episode 9 hits theaters. In New York, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And let's go in a little closer with more Star Wars. Actress Daisy Ridley talks about her effort in the franchise.
Daisy Ridley says there's a reason she feels it's good not to reveal spoilers for Star Wars The Last Jedi.
But me saying this happens, couldn't do the film justice, I don't think.
Though as for how the Force applies to her character Rey,
I think what humans find, even outside of the Star Wars universe, is sometimes people have abilities that are greater than what they understand or greater than what they believe or are accustomed to or equipped to deal with. And so I think Rey is, the Force is beyond her control, but it's not out of control. It's just something that she's trying to figure out.
Ridley admits her journey in this epic blockbuster universe has been an emotional one.
Because the first film had just come out, and we went straight into rehearsals, and so, you know, I was feeling a certain type of way because suddenly I was in a film that was everywhere. But also, I'm 25. When did we do the film? When I was 23? And, like, I'm still learning.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
And, of course, the Star Wars fans are out in force, part of the mysticism.
What is your favorite line from the Star Wars movies, or what is your favorite scene?
Luke, I am your father.
I don't know, too many to think.
I have a bad feeling about this.
When Anakin says he doesn't like sand.
May the Force be with you.
I am your father.
Ite brute, Han Solo.
I love you.
I know.
I think at the end when Darth Vader kills Emperor Palpatine. I forgot which one this was, but it's when they destroyed the Death Star.
And it's just like the biggest explosion, and it was really good.
Luke, I am your father.
The fight at the end of episode 3 with Anakin and Obi-Wan.
Probably the Jabba the Hutt with Princess Leia. The old school, was that? Return of the Jedi.
America's talking to Fox News.
You kind of enjoyed that, didn't you, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Love Star Wars.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got to go last night.
Yeah, how was that?
My brother Ned secured some tickets, and somebody backed out, so I got offered a replacement seat.
Did you get a big bucket of popcorn?
Yes, there were several buckets of popcorn that got purchased.
That's what I'm concerned about.
I got my share of popcorn.
That away.
And about 89 ounces of drink.
Yeah.
They give you those larges. Yeah. It's enough for an elephant.
Yeah, give me a gallon.
Come
on.
Yeah.
Grief. Then you got to get up and go to the bathroom right in the middle of the best part.
Oh, no.
You have to come back to see the part you missed. That's why they give out that much soda.
Oh, okay.
I was plunked in my seat. I didn't move for 2.5 hours.
Can't imagine you.
It was good. Good stuff. Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
Star Wars!
Last night at East Warren. Yep. Let's take a look at, let's flash back in time for a little movie action. Now about 50 years ago today, coming out in Wichita movie theaters. Valley of the Dolls.
Valley of the Dolls.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
American
gosh.
Drama the novel by Jacqueline Suzanne.
Is Sharon Tate in that?
That's correct.
Yes.
Very good.
What's her face?
Barbara Parkins, Patty Duke.
Yeah.
Sharon Tate, Susan Hayward.
Oh.
Apparently they offered Raquel Welch the Susan Hayward role, and she didn't
turn it down.
Huh? Yeah. Valley of the Dolls. Have you seen this movie?
Oh,
I'm sure you have.
Yeah. What a stink-o-rama, man. I gotta take these pills, she said.
Yeah, it's
about drugs and.
Judy Garland was originally cast as the older woman in the film. She was fired. She reportedly came into work drunk.
Well, that would have been great. Just put her on.
Yeah, it might have been.
Film it for you.
Susan Hayward instead got that role.
Okay.
Valley of the Dolls came out 50 years ago today, and of course, this is probably the best part. The Dionne Warwick singing this.
Oh yeah,
this is
Dionne
a great song. 1967.
Love Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick singing the theme to Valley of the Dolls. Let's flash back to 60 years ago on this night. First let's go to a birthday today. How about a Wichita guy? Don Johnson.
Don Johnson.
Born in Wichita. Actor is 68 today.
South High class of 67,
I believe.
That
is correct. Yeah, Don Johnson. Here's a little Don Johnson from Miami Vice.
No, it's not that. I don't like to think of myself as one of your dangerous dudes. I don't do this sort of thing for kicks. It's just a job. I don't get off on it, and when it's over, I try not to think about it. It'd be nice if one part of my life was real.
Ooh. Ooh. I understand Don comes back for all the South High reunions.
I think he has perfect attendance. Zero. I don't think he's been back.
I don't think he's
Maybe
ever been
Maybe someday he
back
will. I don't know. Don Johnson, Wichita native, 68 years old today.
Yeah.
And we'll flash back to 60 years ago on this night. The final episode of the Nat King Cole Show was on the air.
I'll tell you
on,
what.
On NBC.
You can't love this guy's voice.
Man, oh, my gosh. Just one of the classics of all time.
Man.
Of course.
It's my favorite Christmas song, by the way.
Pretty powerhouse.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, Nat King Cole, very, very rare at that time in American history to have a black man hosting a variety show on prime time.
You bet.
It did not go without controversy, though. There was a decided lack of national sponsorship, sad to say, and his show, they couldn't stay on the air without
it. Didn't have
the
sponsors.
Yeah, it was obviously racially motivated. Companies such as Rheingold Beer ended up assuming regional sponsorship of the show, but they could never get a national sponsor. So NBC had to pull the plug on it. The last episode of the Nat King Cole Show was 60 years ago on this night. Cole had made it on the air for over a year. He says it was himself and not NBC that decided to end the program. Maybe. Commenting on the lack of sponsorship, Cole said after its demise, Madison Avenue is afraid of the dark.
Good line.
Yeah.
Good line.
But they replaced the Nat King Cole Show with the quiz show Treasure Hunt with Jan Murray. I love Jan Murray, but I think we'd rather see the Nat King Cole Show.
Yeah.
Last episode ever, 60 years ago tonight. And he did sing the Christmas song on that Very final good. Show right before Christmas there. That's Entertainment News in the Blur, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., right there at 208 South Baltimore on K15, Pizza John's in Derby.
844, Steve and Ted, keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update with Editor Bill Roy talking about the best places to work in Wichita. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
It's a weekend of giving as Wichita State women's basketball hosts the Shocker Winter Classic December 15th and 16th in Charles Koch Arena. Admission is half.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.